The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 4th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea, across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets, and he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. This isn't just another one of those times that begins with the line, "It was a dark and stormy night." No, these aren't just the dark and dreary days of a bleak midwinter. These are tumultuous times, scary times. The one who stands up to the oppressive economic practices of those who are in positions of power and privilege, coupled with daring to question the morality, or rather the immorality, of the highest governing authority in the land. And the next thing you know, they're serving up the whistleblower's head on a platter. These are tumultuous times. In our gospel reading for today, we heard that after hearing that John had been arrested, Jesus withdrew to Galilee. But in his reflections on this text, Professor Raj Nadelli wrote that the Greek word translated into English as withdrew might best be translated as fled. Nadelli points out that the same word is used by Matthew when Joseph and Mary fled to Egypt after Jesus was born because they feared Herod. And again, later, the word is used when the young family returns from Egypt, only instead of settling in Judea, they fled to Galilee and made their home in Nazareth because they feared Archelaus, the son of Herod, who was then in ruling power. Now we hear Jesus withdrew or fled to Galilee, only to leave there and to make his home in Capernaum by the sea. On the one hand, some may conclude that Jesus was perhaps fleeing out of fear for his life, because often that's what people who speak out against oppressive regimes and corrupt governments are forced to do. They flee out of fear that they may be the next one who's arrested, or worse, the next to be killed. On the other hand, whether to flee or not to flee is not the question, because the evidence suggests that Jesus fled in order to start or to begin his public ministry, to pick up right where John left off. Matthew tells us as much when he says that from that time on, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Those were the same words John used, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Jesus doesn't flee from the powers and principalities of his day. Rather, he stands up to them. I think Jesus already knows full well that he will die at the hands of the people who hold the political and religious power of his day. I think he knows that he must die, that it is necessary. Jesus' death on a cross is absolutely necessary in order for him to fulfill his mission, God's mission. Because without his death, there would be no resurrection. So Jesus proclaims, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." And the next thing you know, he's inviting fishermen to follow him and fish for people, leaving their fish nets and families behind in order to follow Jesus. Is the way that these fishermen turned fishers of people would truly begin to live into the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom that has come near. And this kingdom, the reign of God, would disrupt their lives just as it has the lives of ordinary men and women like you and me. For just as Jesus called Peter and Andrew and James and John to leave behind their fish nets and to come and follow him, we too are being invited to come and to follow. And not just to come and to follow, but to go and to serve. We too are being called to usher the light of Christ into the dark places of this world in which we live, to speak out and to stand up for what is just and right and good. And that means taking risks. It also means reorienting our lives. That's what repentance is, turning around, reorienting our lives towards something that, by all outward appearances, seems to be nothing short of foolishness, utter nonsense. As the Apostle Paul put it, the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I don't know about you, but I can't help but wonder, what was it that compelled those fishermen to immediately drop everything and leave behind those fish nets and their families to follow Jesus? What was it that compelled them to do that? For that matter, what is it that compels people to follow Jesus now? What compels us to follow Jesus? When you stop and think about it, it sounds kind of ludicrous. By the world's standards, it makes no sense whatsoever. And yet Jesus keeps calling, keeps inviting. Jesus calls us into a whole new way of being, a new life, a life that is challenging and risky and downright scary at times, but at the same time, a life full of hope and joy and the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, the promise of salvation. Following Jesus is to trust that God's hand will lead us, and that God's hands will hold us, that God's hands will protect us, that God's hands will never let us go. Here's the bottom line. Following Jesus into God's ways will change us, will reorient us, and even transform us. And of this you can be sure, God will never, ever forsake us, nor flee from us, not ever. Thanks be to God. Amen.